and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. December 18th, 2024, 1 week before Christmas, the day that Christ was conceived. It's not the day he was born. He was born in the late summer, early fall, 40 weeks later. His conception between the 21st and 25th of December. Sure, things are moving so quickly. It's unbelievable. There was an article out of Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden, Laura Logan, and the article, this is a blood sport for them. Laura Logan exposes the age of information warfare. She's a South African-born journalist, war correspondent, known for extensive work in conflict zones. She worked for CBS News, covered the Iraq War, the Iraq War and the Arab Spring. She had a Peabody Award on the abduction of Daniel Pearl. And she's better than her career. Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone off. She was assaulted in Egypt. And she's better than most. She can attest to the powers of the deep state, the weaponization of establishment-based entities. She says We are once again watching the lights of freedom going out all over the world. It's up to us to determine if they will be lit again. She had a live a speech. I didn't see where. She said, we live in an age of information warfare. Propaganda is not just a weapon. It's the entire field of battle. A war for our minds, aided by advanced technology that we've never seen. We've never been here before in all of human history. In a moment when we as journalists should stand together united, and regardless of politics, we should fight for the truth, we should fight for freedom. Yet not very long ago, we allowed one of our own, Tucker Carlson, to be branded a traitor simply for doing his job. In fact, there were many so-called journalists who were leading the charge against Tucker, accusing him of treason for the simple fact of interviewing the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. To my knowledge, there's not a single legacy media institution that spoke up. This is more than a political motivated attack on one man. It was a betrayal of the most sacred principles of a free press. And my media colleagues know that this to be true. No matter what they say, my fear is that they either no longer care or that they lack the moral courage to be honest, including with themselves. I've worked with the highest levels of media as a full-time correspondent for 60 Minutes, chief foreign correspondent for CBS News, chief foreign affairs correspondent for CBS News, again. It was my home for 16 years. As a journalist, I've sat down with world leaders, mass murderers, terrorists. I've held people on both sides of the aisle accountable. I have faced evil. And I have walked through the fires of hell on distant battlefields. I faced my own death at the hands of a mob of some 200 men in Egypt when I was gang-raped, sodomized, beaten almost to death while on assignment for 60 minutes. And yet, for almost a decade, I have been targeted, falsely branded, and accused of many things that I did not do. They've attacked my work, my character, my sanity, my marriage. I am not alone. We are many. We will not give up. We will not give in. To those who wish to sense of the idea of free speech in America and all over the world, media companies, institutions, and journalism schools have failed all of us. For too long, we've allowed nonprofit organizations. To masquerade as nonpartisan media watchdogs, when in fact they are little more than highly paid political propagandists and assassins whose entire reason for being is to crush anyone who stands in their way, and along with them, the long-held and cherished ideas of free speech, free thinking, and free minds. This is a blood sport for them, their political allies, and their puppet masters. They know how to kill a journalist without murdering them. We call it cancel culture. In truth, it is a death sentence. And they get away with it because they have information dominance. Some are strong enough to survive, but only a few, like Glenn Greenwald, Tucker Carlson, Matt Taibbi. Only a few like them are able to reach greater heights and thrive. These nonprofits that I'm talking about are part of a vast censorship network that includes government agencies. They use deception to mask their actions with lofty goals like preventing the spread of misinformation, disinformation, hate speech. They use phrases like protected democracy, and make no mistake, words matter. They use phrases like protecting democracy, and make no mistake, words matter. The media is collaborating. I'll just say this, just briefly. There's an organization, Pilgrim Society, 1909. They held a international conference with journalists, media, UK, U.S., all of Europe, international. And it was a press conference. It was a journalism media gathering. The objective was to, from that point, and I think it was, I forget what month, 2009, it was the campaign by Pilgrim Society New York and City of London to control all of media, print, airwaves, eventually television, eventually social media, eventually TikTok. This war that's happening presently with the TikTok restricting the release of the information through TikTok. It is owned by China. It is a Chinese company. But I'm not pro or against. I am just wondering if, once again, sometimes our enemy can be our friend. The Present Truth, This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily 11 to 1, Monday through Friday.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great, uncensored, common-sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored, especially in a time when the George Soroses of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio? The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado. 80502. In 1909, the Rockefellers of the United States and the Royals especially the Rothschilds of Europe, the cabal, the associates, the powerful associates of Cecil B. Rhodes, basically the English government, again, via the Rockefeller family in the United States, the American government, the control of media, print, radio, eventually television. They, social media, the there was a gulf in the computer world in the matter of the chat or talk between the computer, all the different computer languages, and that the remedy was a patent by Michael McKibben and Leaders Technology. They were the company that broke the barrier. And because of their patents, their research, their innovation, we have social media today. It was not Mark Zuckerberg. It was not the Department of Defense. It wasn't DARPA. It was Michael McKibben and Leader Technologies. They're the ones that were able to tie these systems together so you could have Facebook, LinkedIn, everything, TikTok. All of the agencies could communicate. And the United States government, all of the agencies within the United States government and internationally, because of the McKibben / Leader Technologies innovation, we have the ability to communicate on all these different platforms. But once again, Pilgrim Society, they own the media. Pilgrim Society, London, and New York City of London, and New York City, mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, all of these major media organizations are controlled by Pilgrim Society, New York or City of London. It is controlled. There is alternate media. There has to be. It's a cosmic principle. The rulers of the world, the sun rises on them daily, but the sun rises on the rest of the world daily. It's a principle. They get to present their lies, their narratives, but God commands that all of their lies, they must be exposed, and to expose their lies, there is alternative media. Simply, they want to control what happens with every election, and they, for the most part, do. They influence every election, but they don't always get their way. Donald Trump is proof of that. Donald Trump is proof that no matter what they think they control, what they can get away with, they can't. And the proof, Donald Trump. Also, Vladimir Putin. The attempt over the last 160 years to destroy Russia has continued to fail in each operation. from the Bolshevik Revolution to World War II to the destruction of the ruble at the end of the Reagan administration to Clinton's plans to actually buy with American companies, American money, all of the resources of Russia. It failed. Then with what is happening presently in Ukraine, the attempt again to destroy Russia, not the Soviet Union, Russia, Vladimir Putin. There's going to be an attempt for the our government to destroy China and China and Russia jointly. We will destroy Russia. America will destroy Russia next year, 2025. We will be involved in the destruction of Russia as Russia and different countries plan having a unified attack on Israel. Russia will be destroyed. China will not be destroyed. China, 7 years later, at the War of Armageddon, China and the militaries of China, the Islamic Caliphate, and the military of the Western nations will all converge in Israel at Armageddon. They will be destroyed. This is the future. But going back to Laura Logan's, her expose, and what she's exposing, she's correct. She sees clearly the attempt of the non-governmental organizations, which are government organizations. I can explain the corporations of the United States. Some of these corporations, to study them is absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, I don't have a way to explain the power and the reach and the magnitude. We see BlackRock. We see IBM, we all the big ones, the pharmaceutical companies. These corporations are the way in which the United States of America, I don't even want to say the United States, I want to say more clearly, these corporations are the apparatus of control of the countries of the world by a small group of people in the West, not in Asia, not in Russia, not just in Europe. The bulk and power of the corporations, the center, you might say the hub of the control of these corporations is in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 17. It is called a woman. This woman is the hub of what makes America what it is. It is a woman that is drunk with power. The best way to explain these corporations is in Revelation chapter 17. Even president of the final president of America carries, you might say, has to carry the woman, the beast, and eventually to destroy this country, he has other help. He has additional help, 10 other countries, nations, kings. And with that, they destroy this country. And with the destruction of this country, they're destroying the hold of all of these major corporations. The corporations presently, they've always have the employees, personnel, that project what will happen a year, 5 years, 10 years out, 20, 30, 50, a century out. There was a family in America that could do that, that did do that. The Rockefeller family. In Europe, the Rothschilds. They had that ability to foresee the future through their occult methods. But these methods that they have used for all these years, these decades, a century, are no longer able to assist them to see accurately the future. There is a big shift in these corporations internationally, and they depend on they depend on economies being stable. Guess what? Christ said that in the years before he returns, there was going to be instability. The whole world was going to be in a state of change, and they're not going to be able to control the change that is coming. They can't control an earthquake. I'm not going to use the example of an earthquake. They can't control the asteroids that are coming, that are planning, they're going to swing by the earth here in about 2030, 2032. They're not going to be able to change the trajectory of these asteroids. And they can't change what is changing in their economic world, in the political world. They could not. They tried to steer this past election here in America. They're trying to steer the elections in Hungary, in Germany, in France. They're trying to control the protests in the European nations, in Canada. They're losing their ability to steer and to see what the next 2, 4, 6 years holds. They're not going to be able to do it any longer. They're going to be just flipping a coin and hoping it comes down heads their way. I'll be back. They'll choose heads or tails. They don't know how it's going to land.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Okay, continuing. These corporations are in the Bible. They're in Revelation chapter 17. This great prostitute or harlot rules over the nations of the world. She has control over them, over the waters, over the peoples of the world. Not just militarily. You can control people militarily, but it's much easier to control them economically and to control nations economically. Corporations have more power than the defense departments. So you control financially through corporations. These mysteries that Christ said that we have tried to understand for 2,000 years, Christ said that these mysteries would be unveiled, would be made known and understandable. The great power of the United States of America, yes, militarily, yes, technology, absolutely, all these things. But one thing that we, you might say, dismiss or don't see is the corporations. A very simple example. The major pharmaceutical corporations. Look at the power they have, not economically, but look at the reach that they have into every single country that will allow them in. The pharmaceutical companies, just one corporation. You take either Pfizer or whatever. You see the reach from this country, because they're centered here, and they work not only in countries, they work with governments of those countries. And they pay the officials, the leaders of those countries, millions, if not billions of dollars to have access to the citizens of those nations. Then you have another way, is you have the World Health Organization, another major, supposedly a non-governmental organization. It's governmental. It's ruled by the government. Oh, well, the example, the United Nations. The United Nations is an independent body of individuals from all of the countries meeting at the UN in New York City on behalf of the citizens of their nations. Well, guess who controls the strings? The United States, our government. How? We fund it. It's our creature. It's a Rockefeller creature. And you don't create a creature you can't control. If you create something, you make sure that you can control it. You, with a group of other dastardly, corrupt individuals, you create the Federal Reserve. You make sure that you can control it. You don't create something you can't control. Corporations. I'm giving you the best example. The pharmaceutical companies. And our corporations here work with the corporations in Germany, Ukraine, England, the nation of Georgia, China, Vietnam, with these corporations. Media, like Laura Logan is the article that I'm reading from. She's exposing a media that is nothing more than one major corporation, different segments. It's like having like an example of having a beach ball with different colors. It's still a beach ball. It's either blue, it's yellow, it's red, but it's a beach ball. And all these, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them, Public National Radio, they're all owned by and controlled by Pilgrim Society, either New York City or City of London. The whole world, the octopus, this creature doesn't have eight arms. This creature has hundreds of arms. But the center of all life for these corporations internationally, the center is not London, is not Hong Kong, not Taiwan. It is empire. The hub of each appendage is America. BlackRock, American, IBM, CBS, the food corporate companies, Kellogg's, all of them. They're international, but their center has always been empire. The universities in America. We have more universities, major caliber universities, covering every area, whether it be media, to technology, to biotech, to weaponry. We have, out of our universities, chemistry, biology, space, new technologies, everything, our universities. We are the main hub of the intellectual landscape internationally, and the wealthy of this country, their children, they don't go to UNC. Some maybe CU if they want to be psychiatrists. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
To give you an example of some of these corporations, you have, or we have, Vanguard, Mauer Global, MFS, International Intrinsic, Fidelity Series Overseas, Capital Group, Euro Pacific Growth, American Funds, Euro Pacific Growth, Impacts Global Opportunities. Have you even heard of these corporations? iShares Core, Impacts Global Opportunity, Fidelity Global Dividend, AB International, Jupiter European, Manulife Global, Fidelity Diversified. These are some that I've never heard of. Then you have the usual suspects, IBM, you have Lilly, you have Hershey, you have Heinz, you have et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. And in that network, you have an individual by the name of Laura Logan who is pushing for, you know, free press. Then you have this individual that I was speaking of earlier in the week, Sarah Westall, who I followed Sarah for a while till I found out who she is bumping elbows with these corporations. She owns a company, and it's called Galix. Galix Consulting Clients. Now, she supposedly has been involved in the alternative media, supposedly a patriot. So here's some of her companies that come to her for consulting. Alcoa, Archon Design, Carlson Laboratories Companies, Intera Communications, I-Corps Lutheran Brotherhood, Oracle, Perot Systems, Prensa International, Romex, Sun Microsystems, Tango Latin, Trivent Financial for Lutherans, U.S. Bank Corp, U.S. West Communications, VCRC Group, and Wolters Kluwer. And this Wolters Kluwer, they are tied into everything. Oh my goodness, I thought I turned that off. You know, I got a call from these people before. You know what it is? It's these what do you call these companies that are just trying to figure out who you are? They're spam. Well, this program isn't spam. You're getting the truth. You're getting the black and the white. You're getting the real. The ocean is covered, or the world is covered, with water. And Christ said in the time that we live in, the world is going to be covered with truth. Truth. And all that Satan and his employees do to keep the truth from the citizens of the world will fail. The one truth that they are adamant about, one thing they cannot allow, is the reality of who God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That is the most verboten thing to these children who are employees of the devil. They are do anything to discredit the Bible, like yesterday. Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, they are going to use AI to discredit the Bible and to write, you might say, a new Bible for the coming centuries. And it will be a transhumanist Bible. Mankind blended with technology, mankind becoming and evolving into godhood. They must destroy the truths of the Bible. They must destroy truth. But Christ said the whole earth and the universe will speak clearly to mankind, through creation, through the universe, so that mankind will realize that the only truth that really is important is eternal truth. I read earlier in the week that they found that after death, there is consciousness. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. And the prophets of Israel stated that eventually all the mysteries that are important for mankind to have the reality and the knowledge of a God that is eternal, a God that is real, all these mysteries will develop and be understood. And so now they find that after death, there is consciousness. Consciousness continues. This is exactly what Christ said, or the Apostle Paul said. It is appointed man to die once, and then judgment. You can't be judged if you don't have any consciousness. I'll be back to finish the hour in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. To the podcast section, the Present Truth site. The whole world will be covered with truth and the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, even though the corporations and the non-governmental governmental corporations, organizations, the individuals that are on the payroll, that are servants of the serpent, paid by the serpent, with corporations that were developed for the purposes of the serpent, they cannot stop truth from being presented and covering the society. This is why Pilgrim Society had this conference, International Broadcasters Conference, in 1909. So they could control media. They could control everything. And they've done a very good job of it. All through World War I, they controlled what happened. And we didn't need to be involved in that war. World War II, there was no reason for us to be there. Pearl Harbor, the code had been broken. But the problem is, I don't know if you want to say problem, but World War I, World War II are in the Bible. Adolf Hitler is in the Bible. The SS, referred to as the hunter. Hitler was the hunter, hunting down the Jewish people in Europe to force them to relocate into the Middle East. And Hunter and the hunter had his fellow hunters, and they did drive the Jewish people into present-day Israel. And yes, you can say that it was a Rockefeller, a plan, a Rothschild Rockefeller plan. It was. They didn't know that they were fulfilling prophecy. They wanted to bring about a new world order that would be centered at one point in the future, the distant future, in Jerusalem, in Israel. They're going to get their wish. But I'll be back to finish out the hour and then continue with the next hour in a little bit. But in the meantime, the corporations do not have vision beyond 2032. And the vision they have right now is opaque. They're hoping, and they're desperate to try to still rule the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes for Hour 2 here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.